all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And welcome to Veterans Radio. I am Jim Fossone with VeteransRadio.net. We are recording today from the Legal Help for Veterans studio in Northville, Michigan. Legal Help for Veterans is a veterans disability law firm. You can reach us at 800-693-4800. We want to welcome to Veterans Radio today Tom Smith. Tom's in business with his son. You're going to get a kick out of this. These guys are running a company called Jarhead Salsa. And our veteran radio listeners can certainly picture this at the moment. Tom, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Well, thanks, Jim. Good to be with you.
Well, this is a, you find yourself in a second career here after retiring out of General Motors and going into business with your son, David Smith. To set up Jarhead Salsa. But before we get into that, I think let's talk a little bit about your Marine here. David's working at the moment, so he wasn't able to join us. But tell us about why David joined the military and a little bit about his military experience.
Okay, well, Dave wasn't ready for college. That was his thought after he got out of high school. He went to Flint Powers, and so he decided to go into the Marines and just came home one day and said, "Dad, Mom, I want to sign up for the Marines." And I believe at that time he needed to have our signature to go along with it, but we were, after we got over the shock, we were okay with it. And he said he wanted to learn to go be a cook, and that he had worked with the recruiter, and the recruiter said he could go ahead and do that. And he always, as a kid, he liked to be around the kitchen. And so he worked a deal out with the recruiter. He wanted to go to California. He wanted to, you know, head out to Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego. So I think he signed up for an extra 2 years to get the offer to be able to go to San Diego. And so he went ahead took him, he got out of boot camp, and first time we saw him after whatever it was, the 12 weeks in there, he came out singing a cadence. And it was great. It went, "Mama, mama, can't you see what the Corps has done for me? Shave my head and shave my face, maybe part of the human race."
and you and your wife said, "Oh my God, I can't even, what'd they do to this kid? He's so squared away."
Well, I know. He went in, and when he went in, he had this bulletproof mullet. Yeah, you know, he had always had this wavy hair, and he had this long mullet in back. And when he said, when he got to boot camp and they looked at that, he was the first guy they pulled out of the lineup to get his hair cut. And, you know, in about 30 seconds, he was bald. And so that was one change to, you know, see him with no hair after getting used to looking at all the hair he had when he was a kid. And then the difference in, you know, the way he carried himself, you know, it was like there was a metal rod up his back, and he was like standing at attention. And for the first 3 or 4 days of the vacation, we had trouble getting him not to stand his attention. And then he didn't even want to stay in San Diego because boot camp had been so tough. He wanted to get the hell out of there. And I said, Dave, we've checked this out. This area is really nice. You know, we're going to spend the rest of the week here before you head home. And, you know, so we got him to, you know, stay down there. And in those days, we hadn't been to Mexico before. And we wanted to go down and see Tijuana. And I'm telling you what, you felt safe in Tijuana with this kid in his military bearing walking around with you. So anyway, that's a little bit of the story of him in boot camp. And next, after a leave, he went over to Camp Lejeune, and that's where the Marines had cooking school. And he went through his cooking school in Camp Lejeune and then came back to Camp Pendleton and started his career off cooking, shortly thereafter, he ended up getting transferred to 29 Palms. And when Operation Desert Shield started, he was the first group to go, the first group of any U.S. military to end up at over, and they were first night sleeping on the beach in Saudi Arabia. And before we had the big buildup of troops, they were like the speed bump for the Iraqi army. But
all those Marines are riflemen, as we all know. But we also know they got to wake up in the morning. You got to feed them. So we're going to get back. We're going to get back to David's experience in the field with food service for the Marines. But before we do that, I think it's important to point out that your family has, David's brothers have had a real commitment to service to the country. Tell us about both of them.
Okay, well, our middle son, Alan, served in the Coast Guard, and you know, he went to boot camp in Cape May, and of all the places you could get stationed in the United States for the Coast Guard, he ended up getting stationed at a buoy tender in Lake Charlevoix, the Acacia, the USS Acacia.
We call that good duty if you can get it.
It was good duty, and in a second regard, that he met his wife when he was stationed in Charlevoix, and her family had a Coast Guard background. In fact, I believe it was her grandfather passed away saving a life at a life-saving station in Charlevoix. And so, you know, she ended up marrying another Coast Guardsman. So the Coast Guard runs deep in both sides of the family. You might get a little interruption back because we're driving, and we have their two-year-old daughter with us, our granddaughter, Isla.
Well, she's being great so far. Let me just, before we move on to your other son, I wanted to mention that you had explained to me that Alan, while serving in the Coast Guard, also had a deployment to Haiti when that was a hot mission down there. So
that's true.
You get a lot of experience in the Coast Guard. So let's go on and talk about your Army son.
Okay, our youngest son is an Army Ranger currently serving at Fort Benning, and he's in the 75th Ranger Regiment, and he's in a sergeant in charge of supply and logistics, and he is in charge of the inventory of sensitive equipment, millions of dollars worth of inventory down at Fort Benning, and the Army turned this kid's life around. He was struggling as a civilian early in life. Some of his friends had talked him out of going into the military, and now he went in later in life. He was 32 years old, and we were just hoping he made it through boot camp, and he did so well in boot camp they gave him a Ranger contract. And it was too long after that that, you know, as he got through Ranger training, he was promoted to sergeant. So this kid, you know, we think the Army's turned his life around.
Well, you're clearly proud of all of your children, and they've all served the country in different capacities. And I think it's important that folks understand that background as we turn our attention to talking about Jarhead Salsa, because you come at this with, you know, respect, if you will. This isn't a joke. This isn't a novelty item. So tell us a little bit about how Dave first came up with his recipe, or why he even came up with a recipe for salsa.
Well, he was feeding 3,000 Marines a day at Camp Pendleton, the Marine Corps base in Southern California, and he didn't like the salsa the government provided for the taco bar in his food service. You know, he was the gunny, and he had took pride in the food he served. And one of the things you didn't want to do was ever go through his chow line, and he would have, you know, new boots that would say, "What is this, SH?" And he'd grab him by the collar and he said, "First off, this is not, you know, what you said, and he made sure they had respect for what he was doing back there. But no, he tried to put the best food out he can, and so he spent, when he didn't like the salsa the government was providing for the taco bar in his food service, he took a year experimenting, and he came up with this recipe. And when he put it out, his fellow Marine said, "Hey, Smitty, you Mexican?" Because it was so good. And he said, he is not, obviously. And so it ended up being a hit. Well, we would be out visiting him. You know, with his 20 years, we spent about 2 years of our life, if you add up all the weeks that we were on vacation, out in Southern California at the Marine Corps base. So put the salsa out, and we started bringing it home. And it was such a hit when we brought it home. My wife brought it into work, and there was a doctor there that loved it so much, he bought $3,000 of it over the next couple of years. And he put the money in the bank, and when he retired in 2008, that was the seed money we used to start the company.
Well, this is one of those budding entrepreneurial stories that a lot of military guys go through, where they, you know, when you're in the service, it's a regimented field, but that doesn't mean you don't have some creative juices going. And he used those to improve the salsa being supplied to the troops. And I saw somewhere that Dave estimated he made more than 5 million meals during his 20-year career.
Yeah, that's what we figured out. He was feeding 3,000 Marines a day and doing it for most of the 20 years. And when you do out the calculations, it was 5 million meals. And so we just use that as a source of pride of what he accomplished. And I'm telling you, as if there's anybody out there was a military cook, knows he got up at some ungodly hours to make sure, because, you know, he had to drive in sometimes from San Diego, where he lived with a couple other gunnies, and get ready to cook or have the meal ready when everybody was ready to eat in the morning. And so he just got up at crazy hours for a number of years. And, you know, I wanted to just talk about, okay, so gunny is cooking right now. You know, that's what he does. And he's creative with food, but, you know, God gives us all different talents. And, you know, I went on to get my MBA at Michigan State. And so with what I had learned in marketing at GMI and Michigan State, I was able to help him put together a marketing approach. And so it's like in the family, we all use our different talents to make this happen.
Well,
and my wife.
Yeah, let me elaborate on that a little bit, because I think a lot of guys have a spark of an idea, but they don't have all the tools they need to move it along. And you know, the reason Dave could move this to the next level is not because he had the business chops necessarily to do it, but that you brought a lot to the table, the rest of the family brought a lot to the table to help him with this idea. So talk a little bit how early on you, Tom Smith, and your son David said, "Hey, I think we can do more with this," and how everybody's helped out in that regards.
Okay, well, we started out at the VFW hall in Grand Blanc Township, Michigan, and we just outgrew the size of the kitchen after a while, but we were making 40 pints a week. And our first big break is an orchard in the area in the fall, started letting us come down and sell our salsa there. And so all of a sudden, when people started tasting this, you know, the reaction was just great. And one of the things I learned in business school is this was a premium salsa. This is not pureed tomatoes and salt. There's orange peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, green peppers. We bring up lemon and lime juice from Florida. So it's got a beautiful color. And then after the eye appeal, when you put it in your mouth, you get four different taste sensations at once, because it's tart from the lemon and lime juice. It's sweet from the Michigan sugar. Then we've got the Gunny's recipe is cumin, garlic, chili powder, and cilantro. And then we've got a little bit of heat. And because we tell people we can't serve anything weak with a picture of a Marine on it. And so you taste all four flavors at once, and people just have this reaction. Well, we give it to them in a great big, this is a nacho tray like you would get at a ballpark, and we give them a dollop of our queso, our salsa mixed with cheese, and then some salsa and our two types of chips. And we just tell people, we give out generous samples because we have highly addictive products. And it's just tell them it's good marketing. So we got a premium product. We sell at a premium price. We get $7 a pint, and then that gives us the margin to be able to donate to the veterans. And then we sell in farmers markets where people are coming to look for something special. And we're not in a lot of stores. And then we give a premium promotion, that generous sample. So that's a little bit of a, that's kind of in a nutshell our marketing approach.
And who's doing the cooking here? Who's overseeing the quality control and dealing with the regulations and all of that sort of stuff?
Well, I had a background in quality control from General Motors. I helped Buick Motor Division and Buick City won the first J.D. Powers Award. It was using a system that I came up with to control quality. So I have that background. But then my wife, we call her our not-so-silent partner. She's got a background in nursing and also in quality and cleanliness. And then, of course, the gunny, he made that 5 million meals, and there was never an incident with any of his food for 20 years. So we've got a pretty good, solid background. I think we made the Michigan Department of Agriculture feel pretty comfortable when they granted us our license. You know, we've been licensed now since 2009. So we and then Gunny learned, you know, food service quality. And so they call it a HACCP plan. It's a control plan to make sure that your food, you do all the preemptive things to make sure that your food is safe. So we've been able to continue on into a, and now my wife and I work together and we can our salsa. And she had a little bit of home training in canning, but we took a course from University of California, San Diego, and then we have a professor at Michigan State that helped us get our recipe together to, you know, that of the right heat and time to can our salsa and Bloody Mary mix.
Well, so, again, there's a lot of pieces to running a successful business, and I think at times it can be overwhelming. Now, the Gunny retired in 2008, and in 2009, you were able to get your business license out of the state, and you've been at this for 9 years. So talk a little bit about how that progression in terms of the volume you're selling now, the extra products you've added in over those 9 years, how you grow a business, if you will, and how Gunny viewed this as it grew during that period.
Okay, well, we ran into a guy that was a cook chef in Chicago, and he helped us develop some new products like the queso and got us into chips. And, you know, and Bloody Mary, and it didn't work out for the long run, that partnership. But, you know, we got to give him credit for, you know, that creativity. I mean, again, it's no one person, you know, no one person has all the gifts they need to get this up and running. But, you know, if I don't know how to do something, you know, I'm not afraid. I got to give some credit to Michigan State University. Whenever we've called them to need some help, and they have a special department and unit that helps food business in Michigan get started, and they've been in, and I'm a Spartan grad, and so they've been instrumental in helping us too. So, you know, if you don't know how to do something, you just, you know, go find someone that can help you out, and we've been able to do that. I had a brother-in-law that's since passed, Sammy's brother, that worked as a beer distributor, and he helped us out with, you know, our getting our warehouse organized and having our records on how much we sold so that we were able to kind of project. But we went from the 40 pints a week, and then we got in the Grand Blanc Farmers Market, and we started the Durand Farmers Market, and then we got up into the Tri-Cities Midland Farmers Market, and we're still at these markets every week, and we grew into the Tri-Cities area, and then the big thing came. All of a sudden, Eastern Market recruited us to come down there, and my first reaction, they wanted $1 million worth of liability insurance, and that just seemed like a lot for a small company. So I kind of put it off for a year and a half, and then you start to get more confident, and I figured it was time. So I went down to see them this time, and Eastern Market is 20,000 people coming through there on a weekend, and that's where we ran into the one of the reporters from the Free Press about 3 weeks ago that loved our story, and the next thing you know, we had that big article Sunday in the Free Press, and our phones just been ringing off the hook since then, because we ship anywhere in the U.S., and so, you know, we've been getting a ton of orders to got to apply our shipping guy with more salsa, and we got to go down on Thursday and start canning more salsa.
Well, and one of the things that I saw, you've moved from those 40 pints a month to now you're doing, what, 1,000 pints a week?
When all the markets are up and running in the summer, and you know that the farmers markets are seasonal, and there are some events like Fish Sandwich Festival in Bayport or the Capital Market on Lansing, Woods and Water out in Imlay City. We've got a gun and knife show coming up in Grand Rapids. When we get the right combination of events and farmers markets and stores, we've got a few stores, then we hit that number. We hit 1,000 pints of salsa, 600 pints of queso, and about 800 bags of chips in a week. But we try to not make any more than we can salsa and queso than we can sell in that week. And we pride ourselves on freshness. So we try to sell out every week, and then we build our inventory back up for the next week.
Well, I'm sure the Gunny wouldn't have it any other way, because he delivered fresh food, fresh taste to his Marines for 20 years. And I'm sure he wouldn't have it any other way. We're talking to Gunny's dad, Tom Smith, partner in Jarhead Salsa. Before we run out of time, Tom, I want you to talk a little bit about where folks can learn more about Jarhead Salsa and how they can order some if they want to give it a try.
Okay, well, we have an honor system ordering where you call me, okay? It's still a company, and we try to not lose the personal touch. And we felt the internet, we try not to have any monthly fixed costs because, you know, I've seen that cause a lot of businesses trouble. So we don't have an internet page, but we got a Facebook page where you can keep in touch. We post on the Facebook page very frequently. It's Jarhead Salsa at Facebook. And then the other thing is my phone number is 810-874-1062, and you call me to order. And the way that process works is you tell us what you want, we ship it out, and then when we've got a tracking number, then I call back and collect. And that way we try to get the cheapest shipping price we can get. That way we don't overcharge for shipping. We just charge the actual shipping amount. It's family business.
Well, and that's the beauty of this. And I think the idea that Gunny developed this recipe, everybody seemed to like it. And this creates an opportunity to have the entire family involved in a business that they can take pride in. And it also allows the business, Jarhead Salsa, to give back to veterans groups. Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, we've got three veterans charities. And the first one is the national one. It's the Gary Sinise Foundation. And the way we do our charity is we pay all our bills at the end of the month. And whatever's left, we take 10% right off the top before anybody gets paid anything and give that to the veterans. And we started out with that process. You know, that's right out of the Bible, to give back 10%, and that's what we do. And so we started out quit writing a check for $4. And now when we give it to our different charities, it's got a couple of zeros behind it. And then our second charity is that Odd Fellows scholarship fund for sons and daughters of veterans, and that's the one that's located in Davison. And our last charity is the Impact Pregnancy Center in Flint, Michigan, because we have so many kids conceived out of wedlock in Flint that if a family with a problem pregnancy can prove they have a veteran in the family, we make sure the baby's born and not aborted, and we support it for its first 3 years. And that one has a special place in our heart.
Well, those are great ways in which you help, the business helps the larger veteran community and allows you to make those sort of choices based on the profitability that you generate. And obviously you focus on, hey, I want to generate some profits here. I want to be able to give to my charities, and I want to obviously pay our people. So it's a very interesting business, and I don't think you can get more direct and hands-on to order Jarhead Salsa other than by calling Tom Smith at 810-874-1062.
Jim, but the best thing, we like to get you fresh salsa, okay? And if for those in the Detroit area, Eastern Market on Saturday, and not all we can get you salsa we made that week, and it's not sitting on a store shelf, and we have package deals where if you buy more than two pints, you get a discount. So that if they can make it down to Eastern Market, that's the best way to get it.
And are you in a specific shed that they ought to look for?
In the year, except when it's like January and February, we're out in shed two.
Okay.
And we've got a great line with the gunny's face. I was going to say that earlier about marketing. A Marine and Dress Blues is one of the most recognized brands in the world, and it's also been a chick magnet since 1775. So one customer base is American women.
Well, we want to thank you, Tom, of Jarhead Salsa, for taking some time to talk to us here on Veterans Radio today, and wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Well, thanks for your help, Jim. Appreciate you getting the word out.
And I want to thank everybody for listening to Veterans Radio today. I am Jim Fossone. It's been a pleasure to be your host. I'm a veterans disability lawyer at Legal Help for Veterans, and you can reach us at 800-693-4800 or legalhelpforveterans.com on the web. You can follow Veterans Radio on Facebook and listen to its podcasts and internet radio shows by going to veteransradio.net. And until next time, you are dismissed.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.